Hey, we got Steve Koski on the horn here, former owner of Indian Country Sports and Lots. Steve, what's been going on in your retirement, buddy? You fishing?
Well, it's been an interesting time. Been watching the fishermen down in the bays. They are on the ice in Keweenaw and here in Bay both.
Wow. Dangerous time, huh?
There's not a lot of ice. No, they're on the end of Keweenaw Bay and the end of Huron Bay. There was probably 25 tents out yesterday out there in front of Lance, in front of the Falls River primarily, and they're getting some fish, but they're not on real good ice.
Tell me what they're catching, first of all.
A mixture of a few salmon and some whitefish and a lake trout or two and a brown or two and a... Today, some rays. It's well, sunny and 45 when I just left town. I can't believe it.
Well, tell me a little bit about what they're catching these fish on, and then we got to talk about how dangerous it is. But tell me what they're catching these fish on first.
Well, of course, they're using, you know, pimples and vertical-type jigs like that. There's some getting a few of the nicer fish on whole smelt, putting a whole smelt down on a tip-up or on a, you know, just on a free line that's hanging down. They're also using some jigs with a little tipped with a little bit of smelt or a little bit of bait on them, almost like for bobbin lake trout, except little swimmers that you're putting darting underneath the ice. That's been working okay, I guess, too. So the normal things, it's just that you find you can get where you want to get a little bit. It's not out far. I don't think they can get probably more than maybe 40-some feet of water.
Mm.
But they are on shaky ice.
Yeah, and you got southerly-type winds happening right now, so it's got to be a dangerous situation.
Yeah, it was okay the last couple of days when it's been out of the northwest, but now that rolled it a little bit. There was a little bit of a sea underneath it, and it's loosened it up, and it's loose. And as I just come from town, from when I left in this morning a little earlier, it's taken quite a bit of ice. So It may clean it all out, who knows, but got to play it by ear. Better be careful. Better be watching what the wind does so you don't get in trouble on this right now, because there's not even much to go for a ride on.
Is there anything in Huron Bay worth talking about?
Well, they're fishing out to Pine Point. And then they're fishing on the skeiny side of the bay up as far as Witz's, just along a shoreline. But they are not, you know, people are saying, oh, they're out in front of the park, out in the middle of the bay. No, that's wide open.
Mm.
So they're fishing to Pine Point. That's about all as far as I can say they are. Out there, a few fish and a few whitefish, primarily on pimples, a few lawyers. They're getting where they would like to fish, but they're not even on real safe ice there.
Well, we'll continue with Steve and hear more about the fishing on Huron Bay and Keweenaw Bay. Plus, check on the snowmobile trail, see if he's been grooming, and hear about a really cool product that he's been involved in, an electronics product for small boat fishermen developed by a couple of former Michigan Tech students. So stay tuned for more with Steve Koski later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.